Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Breaking hour number three for the ESPN. We'll talk a little college baseball with him. Yeah, I told you I may find somebody. I've known Mike a long time and probably should have called him a long time ago to have him on about this. I just looked at my checks. It's been 2 years since he's been on the show. That's too many years. I should have called him a long time ago. Anyways, he'll be on with us this morning a little bit later, hour three. 615-844-5600. If you'd like to check in, I'm still getting questions about Chris Landry. Chris Landry is no longer with the show. That's what I can tell you. Been a few weeks, but he did fantastic work here, but no longer with us. That's the short and sweet description of what is going on. We'll take some calls here. Alan down in Tampa, who was a couple of days ago at the Florida State Mike Norvell Golf Tournament. How'd that go, Alan?
Morning, buddy. It went pretty good. You know, I had a good time playing golf. Kenny Shaw plays with me every year. I've become pretty good friends with him, and it's a good time.
Did you get to talk to the coach?
Not for a few minutes, but he had, you know, the coach is there. Everybody's, you know, mobbing him and everything else, and he had to give his little rah-rah, sis, boom, boss speech. And he likes to holler and scream, so he started hollering and screaming in the speech, and I told couple of my buddies were with me. I said, let's get the heck out of here, man. I don't want to be hollered at today.
So he's all fired up, so he just started screaming.
Oh, yeah. He's all enthusiastic. He's wound up like 8 day clock. And he started hollering and screaming. And I'm like, I've been out in the 110-degree humidity heat all day playing golf. So let's get the hell out of here. So we left.
Did you relay Jim and Jupiter's message about 8 wins or else?
Well, I was talking to William Floyd, and we had that conversation. And he said, well, we don't have any money to fire him. I said, well, you win 5-6 games, you ain't going to have no money, period.
So wait a minute. Former fantastic football player William Floyd and you were talking, and he says we don't have any money?
They don't have the money to fire him. If he wins 5 games, the money's not there to get rid of him.
Wow. So
William does the radio for FSU. He does the color.
Right.
Gene Degenhoff. Gene retired, so they don't know who's going to take his place. But I know William pretty well. I see him all the time. Super, super good guy.
So he just flat out said, we don't have the money to pay him. Can't run him off.
Nope. And then there was another guy there. I won't mention his name. He was pitching his collective. And want everybody to donate to that. But I'm telling you, Bill, it's going to be the SEC and everybody else.
How successful is the Florida State Collective today?
It's not that great. It's okay, but it's nothing like some of these other ones, you know.
So one of the collective guys was there begging for money.
Yeah, and this guy that was there speaking is loaded with money. He's got money coming out of his gills. On plane, the whole 9 yards. So he's trying to get it. And I understand he's trying to, you know, the more you got to spend, the more you can buy, you know.
Well, yeah, and I get it. Look, if you work for a university, or let's say now you're part of the collective, the biggest part of your job probably is begging for money.
Well, yeah, it's a golf tournament, you know, it's $5,000 for a foursome. So everybody, they had 146 golfers there, so everybody's a couple of dollars, I would think.
Wow. So a foursome, and so everybody annies up about $1,500 per foursome?
Well, I paid for my company bought my guys. I took the customers with me. But, yeah, everybody, it's about $1,500 a head. And it raises a lot of money. And then Bob Basham, he's on Outback, and now he owns PDQ and the Glory Days. He owns the golf course, and both of his sons went to FSU, so he donates the course. It's a private course. He donates the course for the tournament, so they don't have to pay the course to use it or use, you know, that kind of thing. So that helps out as well.
Now, is this course up in Tallahassee?
No, it's in Tampa. It's called Old Memorial.
Okay.
It's Old Memorial in Tampa, and all the ball players, the football players, all members there. It's way out of my league. I think it's like 100 G's or 150 grand just to join.
At least you don't have to travel far to get there, though.
No, it's a beautiful course. I play it every year, you know, and I got Casey Waldner's a member there. So he always, I know him as well. He said, I'll get you on whenever you want me to. So if you got somebody to get you on, why join, right?
Good point.
It was a good time. You know, it was a lot of fun. We're getting ready for the big beach weekend, man. I'm going nowhere near my boat. Every idiot and his brother will be on the boat this weekend, renting them, borrowing them, and everything else. It'll be a mess.
Yeah, you're right. That's amateur. That's amateur time. That's let them have that.
Yeah, it's a zoo. I'm gonna sit there and watch them. I'm gonna go to the beach, but I ain't getting nowhere near my boat. It's a freaking zoo. Finally got my new truck, man. After 7 months.
That F, is it the 350?
Yeah, it's a 350. King Ranch four door. Yeah, finally delivered it to me on Tuesday.
Nice. Now, you traded your other one in?
Yeah, they gave me a pretty good nickel for it. So if I'd have sold it outright, by the time I paid the taxes on the difference in the money, I would have been about the same deal. So I just swapped it in.
That's probably smart.
It's easy. They come to the house, they bring it, I give them a check, they take my old one. It's real easy.
Not bad, man. How often do you trade in those trucks?
Every 4 years. That one had 112,000 miles on it.
Wow. Somebody's going to get a good
one. I'm in Miami all the time, so we drive a lot, you know?
True. Yeah, it's true.
What you got ready for the rec tech this weekend, buddy?
Steak. Because I've got, well, this week, I've got graduation. Seems like my 100th with my high school senior. My twins have their birthday also this week, so Mama has kind of arranged that, so it's going to be steak.
There you go, man. Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah.
Hope you guys have a nice, safe weekend. Enjoy yourself, and go Noles. I'm a rah-rah with them. Go Noles.
I hear you, man. Appreciate it. Thank you,
Thanks,
Alan.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate my call, man. Thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
Alan down in Tampa. He was at the Florida State Golf Scramble, whatever they call it. Coach Norvell got a little hyper. William Floyd says, we can't fire him. We ain't got the money. What are we going to do? So if you're a Florida State fan and you're listening, now I don't think Florida State fans yet have turned on Norvell to the point where they want to fire him. That could happen, but I don't think en masse they're there yet. But to hear that we can't do anything about it, even if it does crater, that's not comforting. No. Sam in Perry, Georgia. Gator Dave's jorts have not impacted Allen in Tampa's cell service. Yeah, that was clean. That was absolutely clean. Something about Duval, man. Jim of Jupiter says, Bill, Allen is right. Not the weekend to take your boat out with all the idiots on the water. I will not be out this weekend. I think that's smart. Tom in Myrtle Beach. All these people on the beach, man. I'm with Alan, staying off the water. I won't leave my house this weekend, golfing Sunday at the course I live on. It's a bike fest in Myrtle Beach this weekend. Worst weekend of the year. I will be camping at the house listening to the replay Monday morning. Yeah, don't call the show Monday. Like Tom said he was going to. I know he was kidding, but there won't be anybody there to answer. It'll be a replay show on Monday. I'm pretty sure. Mike Morgan, in a little over an hour from this moment, about, if you're on Eastern time, about 9:25 Eastern, 8:25 Central. See, we're on Central time here in the 615. If you draw straight, it's not exactly a straight line, obviously, but Birmingham is Central. But you get east of here, for example, somewhere right out of Cookeville, right? You folks who know that better than me, where the Browns are from. Mac Brown, Watson Brown, on the way to Knoxville on 40 East. Somewhere in there, it changes to Eastern time. Chattanooga is Eastern time. Knoxville is Eastern time. Obviously, Atlanta and all that. Everything to the coast is Eastern, right? The ones I get confused is Chicago. I always get that confused. Is Chicago's Eastern? I always thought it was Central, but I think it's Eastern. Obviously, Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, all that. That's all Central time through there. It's kind of interesting because the people who live on Eastern time prefer that, right? But the people on Central time prefer it. Their time. I like Central time better, but it's not like I know any better. Jim and Jupiter, Billy, I keep telling you, Jacksonville is a shite bleep. Gator Dave is probably calling from one of those old Motorola phones. I was one of the first to have the, at least around here. Noah Kev says, Bill, Chicago is Central. That's what I thought. But I don't know. I always get that one confused, though. Those big Motorola phones, I had one. And this is early. I mean, this is, I don't remember the first year, but this made it, now maybe I'm getting the date wrong. Seems like about 89 or 90, maybe 90-ish, I had one. Now, if they weren't out then, maybe it was 91, but I had one. And buddy of mine who was in the sales department at the station's girlfriend was in that business. So that's how I got it. I didn't know what to do. And I remember walking in a gym for a state tournament game, and I had this thing, and everybody's staring at me, carrying this big Motorola phone. Like it was something space age or something. Just a big, like holding a huge brick in your hand. It's basically what it was like. We'll get the break here. Hope you're having a good Thursday. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're trying to clear up this earlier wreck on Briley Parkway westbound near Clarksville Pike. It's actually trying to improve over there. Crash 40 West near OHB on the west side. Traffic's on the increase up through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 coming up through Williamson County. Lots of radar out here. Give yourself extra time. Princess Hot Chicken now hiring. Check out that menu, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Can I really reduce my business's phone bill 50% and improve communications? Yes! You've heard about all the national cloud-based phone companies out there urging you to switch to their phone system. Cloud-based IP phones have better quality sound and tools to help you offer better customer service to your clients. But none of these companies will come out to your office, personally meet with you to discuss your company's needs, help you set up your phone system, all at a better price? Strongtel will. Strongtel covers Middle Tennessee and can help your company increase productivity and reduce costs. Never miss a customer call again, no matter where you are, because even your mobile phones are connected to your Strongtel.com office system through their mobile app. Let Strongtel cut your phone bill by 50% and provide a better quality phone with great customer service. Call us now. Make an appointment at 888-232-1335 or go online to Strongtel.com. Again, it's 888-232-1335 or Strongtel.com.
At J&J Printers, they like to answer the question, can you? It's their mission to help you achieve the best possible printing regardless of quantity, complexity, or budget. At J&J, they believe if it's important enough to print, it's important enough to print right. So, yes, J&J can help your business with the design of your brochure or printing those business cards. They can even help you process that mailing. See why Nashville has relied on J&J Printers for over 35 years. Check them out online at jnjprinters.com. Hey, Braves fans, it's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves Country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio. Nashville Sports Radio is hitting the road. Join the Bill King Show the first Friday of every month as he broadcasts live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Check out the WNSR calendar for the dates and be there as Nashville Sports Radio hits the road the first Friday of every month. Come be part of the Bill King Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show, live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. On the air and everywhere with Nashville Sports Radio. King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Again, what's the weather like right now? Are we going to start this thing on time this morning at 9:30 in Hoover? I'm guessing not, but I'm not down there. I'm not in that weather. I'm in the 615. If it were here, probably wouldn't be on time because it's rainy here. It's been that way on and off for a couple of days. Tony Ball says yet to play, y'all. They're matched up with the Vandy boys. Obviously, they don't like each other. Remember you had the Jordan Beck home run waved off in the Vanderbilt game, the two-run homer early? Was it first inning because of the bat not getting through inspection or not having the proper tag or whatever it was? Will be interesting. Obviously, Vandy needs this way more than Tennessee does. Now, Vandy's going to get in, but I'm just talking about from a point of view of hosting and all that. I would guess. But we don't even know when that's going to get started. Topwater Assassin talking about Allen calling in. Allen just got his new big Ford truck. Traded in the other one. Says, can't imagine buying diesel. My company truck is diesel, he says. Topwater Assassin over in South Carolina. And he said, I was at the gas station yesterday, and I got cut off at $250. It wouldn't let him go past $250. And he says, that was only 40 gallons. So they have a limit. I guess they do. I've never owned anything that took that much gas, so I don't know what that's like. But wow. 614 Rob up in Ohio also has a boat. I can confirm with the guys that my boat will not be out on the lake this weekend either. Too much traffic and stupidity to mess with. That's a really good idea, guys. Do like Allen in Tampa. Just sit there on the beach. Chill. Watch everybody else make fools of themselves. I told you that one year, July 4th, when we just had the four kids, the three younger ones who were just now in high school, just one of them just graduated or graduates tomorrow night, the ceremony. But they were not born yet. And we're in Destin, down there at the Destin Bridge, and we rented jet skis. Michelle had one, I had one. And each parent, me and Michelle, would have a boy and a girl. Because we had two boys and two girls at the time. Billy, Cameron, Rachel, Jillian. And I don't remember how it was paired up. I believe Michelle had Billy and Rachel, and I had Cameron and Jillian. Anyways, and they sat in front of me. They were really young. But this is July 4th. Afternoon. And the ones that I had were not cooperating. They were scared. They were fighting me. It was not good. Not only that, but we go out in there, and there's a boat every 5 feet. Now, I'm exaggerating, but that's what it looked like. The middle of July 4th, we're on jet skis in the middle of all these big vessels, jet skiing around with kids. Both kids on both jet skis fell asleep, too, while we were doing this. What a disaster. What an idiotic idea. My idea. I don't think Michelle got mad at me, but I'm pretty sure she did say that was not a good idea. Never do that again. God knows what could have happened. Somebody told me, one of you guys down there say they still have that someplace down there below the bridge, the Destin Bridge, that's a jet ski rental place. Right there, right? Guess so. I will not be hopping on jet skis when it's busy down there ever again. I learned my lesson by making that idiotic decision to go down there and hang out. Johnny Vegas Bill, are we sure that Gator Dave is not calling on a payphone in front of a 7-Eleven? No. Gator Dave is a very successful guy in the TV business. Works at News 4 Jax. Whichever channel that is. What affiliate are they in Jacksonville? I don't know. And he's been there, oh, I'd say 10, 15 years at least. He started Gators Breakdown as an offshoot, and actually that TV station supports him bigly in that endeavor. They're very supportive of him. And, of course, we've had him on the show for many, many years. And that's helped, too, but he has worked really, really hard at that, and that is a very popular podcast. Very popular. No, he's done well. Now, again, I don't know what the phone thing is. Yeah, I don't know about that. Clyde in Detroit. Hey, Bill, I hear everybody talking about what they are doing this weekend, but please remember on Monday, it's all about the troops. He goes, 22-year Air Force vet and served in the first Gulf War in 91, and there is Clyde in his cockpit. I'm going to retweet that. That's our guy in a cockpit and 22 years in the Air Force and served in the first Gulf War back in 91. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Allen in Tampa, a picture of the new big Ford truck. That thing's red. Allen, you realize that red is probably the most likely to get pulled over. Isn't that a stat? Not that they're pulling Allen over in a big truck. It's an F-350 that is a monstrosity. I mean, an absolute monstrosity. Johnny Vegas pulls up a radar. Bill does not look promising for baseball this morning in Alabama. And it's a picture of, now that is down around where everybody on the Emerald Coast is. All the rain down there, Destin, Pensacola. And then if you move up northward to Birmingham, is that where everything's heading? It's been a colossal mess in Hoover. I have never been to that tournament. It would be my luck that I would have picked this year. I didn't. to go to that tournament and be stuck down in that weather. How about that? Yeah, how about that? Jeff, too, checking in this morning. He's our alpha bean counter. He's also the head of our disinformation committee, which is one person. A few years ago, I gave you this stat, but Fox Sports just updated it. In 15 of the last 16 seasons, the Natty winner has either been Alabama or has been Alabama en route to the Natty. Florida State is the only team not to beat the Tide, but beat Auburn by 3, who beat Alabama that year. And let me look at this. Key to a national title, this is a list. 15 of the last 16 national championships have either beaten Alabama or been Alabama. There are about a million stats like that that are all incredibly flattering about Nikki, right? Yeah, about Nikki. Yeah, to get there, it's really hard. Georgia beat Alabama. Of course, lost to them, too. But in the game that mattered for the Natty, beat them. 2020, it was Alabama. 2019, LSU beat Alabama. Remember that one? 46-41. 18, Clemson defeated Alabama. That was a rout. 2017, it was Alabama. In 16, remember, Clemson drives last series of the game to beat Alabama. 15, it was Alabama. 14, Ohio State beat Alabama on the way in the semis. 13 is the year. Jeff, too, pointed that out. Florida State did not have to play or beat Alabama on the way. They beat Auburn, who beat Alabama. 12 and 11, it was Alabama. 2010, Auburn beat Alabama in the last regular season game. Remember, they were down big and came back. 2009, it was Alabama. 2008, Florida beat him in the SEC championship game. We can keep going, but anyways, that's a hell of a stat right there. So almost in every year, the last 16 years, somewhere on the line, along the line, on the way in there to a Natty, you had to deal with Alabama. Whether it's in your league or if it's Ohio State or Clemson or whoever, right? Larry over North Carolina says he's not worried about going to the beach. He says, I'm going to be on the baseball field watching the boys play in a tournament. Boy, think about all the Memorial weekends I spent at a baseball tournament with my boys, them playing. And even some July 4th weekends too. Because Franklin, Nashville, this whole area, they have tons of tournaments. Of course, there's tournaments everywhere. Memphis is a huge baseball area. Really good players. And right over the border in Mississippi, they have some fantastic tournaments, too, I've been to. You've got Perfect Game and all that stuff down in Georgia, which is big time. You've got all that in Florida. Louisiana is, hey, Arkansas. Up Kentucky's got some fantastic parks for these tournaments. North Carolina, South Carolina, I mean, name them. They're all good, right? But I have been to a million of those things, and I thought that I would be missing it. I have not spent one moment missing that. And I enjoyed it. But it's over. Yeah, it's over. My one boy who is in dental school, he just started year two. They start year two immediately after year one in May. You don't get the summer off. So he's back in Louisville, just started year two. And his first year went to junior college to play baseball. Wanted to continue to play up in East Tennessee, and he said it was the most miserable experience of his life. Now, this isn't every place, but he said all they did was run him and scream at him. Very little baseball. They played a full schedule of games, yeah. But as far as preparation in the fall or once the season started, very little baseball. We just ran them, screamed at them, ran them. 1 year, and then he went off to Kentucky, where you play in a league and you travel city to city with Logan Jarvis, the son of Dave Jarvis, who's the Belmont coach. So they went up there to Kentucky, stayed with a family. You move in with a family. These families all agree to this, obviously. And you hop on a bus, you go city to city. It's actually broadcast online. He did that for the summer and said, Dad, I'm done. He got a taste of, this ain't fun and games with my buddies anymore. Said, Dad, I am done. Now he's in dental school, and I'm sure he's happy all this worked out the way it did. I listened to some of the games online, too. The family that keeps your kid, they'll call you. The dad of the house called me. He's a really nice guy. Obviously, a guy I don't even know. Somewhere up in Kentucky. I don't even remember the town. And, hey, I'll be keeping your boy safe here. We've done this every summer. We always take in a player or two, and we look forward to it. Very nice family. Yeah, very nice family. Jim in Jupiter says he's not going to be out on that drunken ocean this weekend. Smart move. Alan says the same thing. Tom says the same thing. Rob in the 210 up in Ohio ain't getting on that drunk lake. Too dangerous. Smart move. Jim says, I've had a boat for most of the last 20 years, but I hate jet skis. First, the people on them are idiots and don't follow any rules. Second, it hurts my cajonas when I ride them. Jim says, Bill, that is not red. That's garnet. I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. Chad checking in this morning down in Georgia. Bill, glad to see Bama doing good in the tournament. Yeah, Kevin Hagan's very excited. He'll be with us tomorrow. And Alabama has beaten Georgia and Arkansas. I think that, Kevin seems to think that seals them. That seals the deal for them. You would think so. You would think so. West Coast Sooner. Bill, did you see this from Pro Football Focus College? Georgia football has revealed their $80 million facility renovations. 136,000 square feet of new space. New locker rooms, new lounge, nutrition bar, plunge pool, barber shop, sensory deprivation tank. Weight room with a video board. Hey, that's what it takes, right? We'll get to break. Hope you're having a good Thursday. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're trying to wrap up this crash over here on Briley Parkway westbound at Clarksville Pike that still has traffic extra slow. It's also running heavy on 40 eastbound up by OHB coming in from Bellevue. All the traffic coming in from Dixon County, Hickman County still looks pretty good. Just lots of radar out here, as you can imagine. And it's also very busy 40 eastbound as they try to clear up an accident near Hermitage area, actually over around Donaldson Pike. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at Gatlinburg. WineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props, game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook, you can combine prop bets from multiple games, now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them at FanDuel. Combine player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. Let's say maybe you don't want to build your own. No problem. Check out their popular other same game parlays where you can join the other bets users are jumping in on. If you're new to FanDuel, just sign up, use the promo code BKing. Get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use that promo code BKING.
21 and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Switching and saving with GEICO is easy, so you're free to ponder life's big questions. Like if a person can get discombobulated, does that mean the rest of the time they're just, like, combobulated? Are we humans always in a state of combobulation? Until, of course, something dramatic happens and we are discombobulated for a while. Then we go back to being combobulated. Yeah, that's probably how that works. Switch and save with GEICO. It's easier than you think.
Celebrate spring at Slim Chickens with the Grilled Chicken Strawberry Salad. Fresh greens piled with feta cheese, crisp cucumbers, candied pecans, and 100% all-natural grilled tenders. Topped with red, ripe strawberries. The Grilled Chicken Strawberry Salad. But hurry, it's only back for a limited time. Need a sweet spring treat? Upgrade your drink with any adult meal to a hand-spun strawberry milkshake. Slim Chickens. Dine in, drive through, online, or delivery.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, showers and thunderstorms, high near 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 59. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high 73. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
You whiskey connoisseurs in the audience, you whiskey snobs, this is one you guys have been talking about. But I got to tell you about FanDuel. I was just doing a FanDuel spot during the break. But this is the most recent one. NBA playoffs, everybody, heating up, and you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. Throughout all the playoffs, customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. And you get up to $20 in free bets, even if you don't win. FanDuel has so many ways to play, and best of all, when you do win, you're going to get paid faster than a fast break. New to FanDuel? No problem. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with the promo code BKing to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Once again, that's promo code BKING. And if you're already owning an account, no problem. You're all set. No sweat. Either way, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if your same-game parlay during the playoffs does not win. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA, must be at least 21 and present in the state of Tennessee. Also, refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems? Call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. I want to go through these states again. These are the states that I have here that have been cleared through FanDuel. And again, this is state by state. Wyoming, West Virginia, Virginia, Tennessee, obviously, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Louisiana, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Connecticut, Colorado, Arizona. Those are the ones that I have here that have the disclaimers, because they give you these disclaimers, and I've got it in my email on my phone. They give it to you state by state, even though they all pretty much read the same. Those are the states. All right. One of the things about having so many kids, we've got seven, me and Michelle, is the confusion. I get a text from my son, Benton, who's at a buddy's house. And he says, can you pick me up at 3? This is yesterday at about noon. I said, sure I can. I went to the place where I'm supposed to pick him up, which is a shopping center area, because we're going to meet him. His mom, the kid's mom's going to bring Benton and his friend back to meet up to where I'm going to be so I could get him and take him home. I get there, and I'm invited over a buddy. He has some Eagle Rare in one of the establishments there, and I never had any. And I was just sitting there. As a matter of fact, I was sitting there watching the Kentucky and Auburn baseball game. Just chilling. He said, try this. Just, and it was a little bitty cup. Not enough to. Very good. I've not had it before. No, I've not had any of that stuff. I've had the cheap stuff, but I've never had the Eagle Rare. I haven't had the Blantons. I hadn't had the Pappies. I hadn't had any of that ever before. It was good. Just a little thimbleful, just a little bitty cup. Wasn't even a shot. Wasn't even as big as a shot. But it was good. It was good. So I actually can say I've had that before. It wasn't much because I had to pick up my kid and get on with it. I didn't need to be sitting there sampling whiskey, but I did get a little taste on the palate. It was very, very good. You know they sell that. Have you guys seen this? They sell that in pints, too. I did not know that. I did not have any idea they sold it like that in pints. Mike Morgan will be with us a little bit later. And looking forward to that. About 25 minutes in. We won't call him. Hey, Pat, we will not call him right out of the break. We'll call him about 25. So give it a couple of minutes. Coming out of that first break in hour number 3, give it a couple of minutes and about 25. And I've still got to give you the number. I'm pretty sure you do not have Mike Morgan's number. So I'll get that to you, too. Yeah, I'll get it to you. Johnny Vegas, Bill, down here on the Emerald Coast, all of us charter captains call the jet skis water roaches and pontoon boat rentals. I don't even know if I can say that. Says, I've got to be on the water this weekend, but it will be a bleep show, a shite show. Yeah, because he takes people out on cruises, sightseeing and all that. If I ever have time next time I'm down there. Problem is, and it's been a while, it's been about 5 years since we've been down there, which is way too long. We used to go every year a couple times. Just so busy. But the only problem is when I go down there, I think about all these things I'm going to do, and then when I get down there, I don't want to do any of it. Because I'm not down there to run around. I'm down there to chill, right? I don't need to go see a bunch of stuff. I've seen everything. I just want to find the place, anchor down there at the condo, and go from the beach and the condo or the pool or maybe a grocery store down the street to load up on more supplies. That's about it. When I get down there, I'm not in the mood to, even though I might get in the mood, go on a cruise with Johnny Vegas. But usually when I get down there, it's chill time, man. I'm not down there to be running around all over the place. Mike Morgan coming up, hour number 3. ESPN. We'll talk some college baseball with him. We don't do that much now. We certainly don't have guests on to talk college baseball solely. But we're going to give that a little bit of a try here. Not that that's going to become a regular thing. It won't. But we'll give it a look a little later next hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Cleanup continues on that crash from earlier on Briley Parkway westbound at Clarksville Pike. It's had traffic extra slow over there. It's pretty busy. I-40 westbound coming in from Mount Julie. All that Wilson County traffic headed up through Hermitage, Donaldson. Just allow yourself extra time. We've seen a lot of radar already out here this morning. I-40 through parts of Hickman County and Dixon County as well. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
You may think every weather app is the same until you see WeatherBug over-deliver on so many layers. With more free map layers than any other weather app, WeatherBug warns you the moment lightning strikes near you, prepares you for your commute with road conditions, routes, and even cameras. With everything from pollen and air quality to severe storm risks, radar, and satellite coverage, WeatherBug prepares you for the unpredictable. Download the WeatherBug app, trusted by over 10 million users, today for free.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With a new face at first and some of the best arms in the National League, this 2022 Braves team is loaded up for another run at the crown.
Swung on, lifted high and deep to right field, headed for the chop house, heads up out there, gone, home run!
Tonight, don't miss a minute of Atlanta Braves baseball as National League East rivals take center stage in Atlanta as the Braves face off with the Phillies.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 6:05 on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Rob, let me ask you a question. You need to get that league up there where your team is to have some dust-ups for us. How come it always has to be down here? Why is it always down south that we got to get in all these snits and everything and then threaten to have our own tournament and the silliness like that? We need the Big Ten to step up the game. Quit trying to cancel football and step up your game, Big Ten. You know, cause some controversy. Get in a big fight with somebody. That's what I want. Pull a Gary Moeller. Do something. We got to wait. Gary Moeller, that thing happened, Josh, that thing happened what? 25, 30 years ago? Whatever that was back in the, what year was that? 90, early 90s or something? Maybe 95, maybe? So we're talking 27 years ago. We got to go almost 30 years without some good controversy other than trying to cancel football a couple of years ago. We need you Buckeyes up that way to stir some stuff up. Tired of the South trying to carry the load. tired of it. 614 Rob on Twitter. Bill, it's been about a week since the Nikki Jimbo dust-up. Can we get confirmation that the Bama Collective is now bigger than the A&M Collective? And Nikki is once again the happy king of college football. I guess I could ask Kevin about that. Was that a plea? There is a theory that's out there that, frankly, I didn't even think much about, but I've heard it. Several people have brought it up in the audience or guests on the show. One of the things Nick was doing is trying to get their collective to let's pick it up a bit. I didn't even think about that. I'm not sure I buy that. Is that? I'll ask Kevin about that tomorrow. Is that what he was trying to do? I didn't take it that way. I didn't take it that way. Maybe, I mean, look, Nick's always thinking things out. I just didn't see it that way. Yeah, Nick just got him a QB out of Louisiana, Zachary, Louisiana. And I know they're happy about that. Oh, hey, 614 Rob, we have gone almost 2 hours in. Guess what has not been mentioned? You brought this up now. You said, I'm tired of it, Bill. Arch Manning has not been mentioned until just then. And I have nothing to attach to the name other than Arch Manning. I don't have anything for you other than the name. Auburn 83. Beach, Bill. What's a beach? After my ex spent us into the poorhouse, I'm always one paycheck from living in a cardboard box. Signed, Jeff in Florence, Alabama. Wow. Jeff, I mean, you're certainly allowed to tweet that. I don't know if I'd have put that out there. Auburn 83, who is Jeff. Bill, what's a beach? My ex spent us into the poorhouse. I'm always one paycheck from living in a cardboard box. Jeff in Florence, Alabama. I mean, Jeff, I got to give you credit for just coming out and saying it like that. I got to give you some credit there. Jim and Jupiter, Bill Eagle Rare is my favorite bourbon for the price point, meaning it doesn't cost a lot, but is very good for the price. Unfortunately, prices are going up on it. The big bottle, I think, is about $80 of Eagle Rare. Now, again, they have, I've never seen a pint of that. But they have them. I don't think that's real common that I know of. The pint was only, I guess, dude, compared to other pints, maybe this is more, but I think it was $20. Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah, Clyde pointed out that A&M-Alabama game, did they announce? They announced it's going to be, what, primetime on the 8th? Should be. Here's what I want to know. What's Nikki and Jimbo going to be like in those meetings here coming up in a few days in Destin? Because you have sports-specific, meaning football-specific, coaches-only meetings. Head coaches. 14 coaches in a room. What's that going to be like? Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, I actually have a bottle of Eagle Rare coming to commitments. I have Eagle Rare, Buffalo Trace, Oceans 24, Oceans Rye 26, all packed away for December. Going to be a blast. Might have to get, maybe they'll give us two suites. I don't know if we have enough. That one suite, man, that's pretty big, actually. Larry in North Carolina, I want no part of holiday weekends at the beach. Lived in Destin for almost 5 years. It was bonkers. I'm gladly be lounging around the house at the pool. But the old ball coach spring attorney on us this weekend. I'm not sure I understand that last part there. Not sure. Vaughn Broadnax about the Big Ten not doing their fair share of the controversy that we need on the show. I guess guys trading their own stuff for tattoos is not that big deal anymore. Well, we made it a big deal. I mean, it really wasn't, but we kind of made it a big deal, you know. We had to. Look, the Big Ten does not hand out gifts like that often, so we have to kind of hype it up a little bit. When TP was doing his thing, Terrell Pryor, and then the sweater vest succumbed and had to go. Your phone's right. There has been something since Gary Moeller decided to drink a little bit at that restaurant that time. Let me put it this way. If you're sitting with your wife and you know she's been with Lesmo.
On air and online, Sports Radio WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. A vigil last night in makeshift memorials in Uvalde, Texas, to the 19 children and two teachers whose lives were lost in the Uvalde school shooting. ABC's Amy Robach is in Uvalde this morning.
Heartbreaking scenes all over Uvalde.